I knew it was going to be controversial, but it was something we believed in. We felt we needed to do. So we did it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Gifts and Ghosts Spotlight interview. I have with me Josh Alexander. Hi, Josh. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Doing well myself. And he's part of an organization that has set up a campaign on Give, Send, Go called Save Canada. We're going to talk about that today. Let's listen in. So, Josh, share with me a bit about who you are first. Who are you? Where are you from? I mean, I'm assuming Save Canada, and by your awesome hat, that you're probably Canadian, but let's share with our viewers anyway.
Yeah, so I'm actually a dual citizen. I'm living in Canada. Some of you may have seen me on the news recently. I got arrested at my Catholic high school after being kicked out for saying that there is only two genders and a number of other things I would have thought were just basic reality. But I help co-run a organization called Save Canada. We are just youth with the common goal of inspiring other youth to speak out and voice their opinions on some of the major matters that are affecting us today. We kind of started back during the COVID-19 restrictions. We were doing some work in the schools against the mask mandates and the online learning and stuff, because we had seen how much this this affected our peers, and like the mental health rates were pretty dramatic. And it wasn't just a stat you saw on the news; like you could see it in the classroom. And so that was something that personally hit me, and that's kind of where we started. So we decided to organize some student walkouts and stuff in protest of this. And there was actually one of the mandates got dropped in a response letter to my school after we organized that. But it ended up spreading all across the country. That was fairly successful. We got some trouble with the cops for doing that. Like they came to my school and stuff. But all in all, that year went pretty well. I can't complain.
Not every day you hear somebody who's like, you know, we started, we got ourselves together. There's some issues, but it was a good year. It was a crazy time, but that's incredible. You guys made such a powerful impact.
Yeah. Well, you're always going to face backlash no matter what you do, right? I knew it was going to be controversial, but it was something we believed in. We felt we needed to do. So we did it. I mean, I got suspended from my school, I think 4 times, but I ended up finishing up the year, graduating. And it was a pretty good year, but it was also, it would have been nice to get a fresh start without all that on my, all that rapport with the staff and all that. And I'm still in high school. I wanted to, you know, get some better grades and not have that bias there. So I switched to the Catholic board, and it was there that I was informed by female students that males were using the female washrooms and stuff. After I had already done this activism before, as a young Christian man, I felt an obligation to say something. I did. And that became very controversial as well. That kind of spiraled out of control. Long story short, after I voiced my opinions using, you know, basic reality, biology, and I actually quoted some scripture, Mark 10:6 and some from Genesis 1 and stuff, just to fairly clearly lay out what was going on in that building and kind of contrast it with their claim to be Catholic. Yeah, I did that, and I was suspended twice, given a trespassing notice at school, excluded, and so I have a lawyer now. We worked some of that out. We waited it all out until I lost 4 credits at the school. Mind you, I'm in grade 11, so I'm still a year and some away from graduating. But
we just pause for a second, just for everyone listening. This guy is grade 11. He's standing up better than most, and he's making an impact for not just his group of friends, but his whole nation. We got to do better. we got to see this kind of example and begin to live up. That's just my aside. Continue.
I lost 4 credits. All I had done was exercise my fundamental freedoms. I'm in a country that claims to uphold the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and you have these freedom of expressions, freedom of religion, freedom of association, all these things. Which would lead you to believe that you could say there's only two genders, or, you know, or quote scripture. But anyways, that didn't end up being the case. I told the school I was scheduled to return. They were going to get welcome me back. I told the school, okay, I'm going to return. I'm going to continue to adhere to my religious beliefs. I'm not going to compromise on those things. I'm also not going to single out or bully any students like you had falsely claimed I did before. And I expect to return like any other student without any of the discriminatory factors that have been in place previously. And in response to that, my school told me they felt I was they felt my presence in the building would be detrimental to the physical and mental well-being of the pupils. That was what was sent to me in an email. So I felt that they said they were going to exclude me for the remainder of the year. I wasn't going to be able to finish my education there. And I felt by abiding by that, first off, I'd be letting my peers down. They would see the school board, who is the actual kind of bully in this situation, winning. I also felt personally, I felt I'd be condoning their discriminatory and unlawful behavior by complying with this. And that was kind of a pattern that we had been seeing over the last years in United Noncompliance, where we just stop complying with what is wrong. So yeah, I decided to return to my school, and it was the first day of my new classes. And when I went to school, I was, after explaining what I just explained here, I was met with OPP, Ontario Provincial Police Officers, who read me my rights and arrested me and then charged me. But it was only a provincial charge. So there's some litigation going on with that right now. And it was actually the next day I was arrested again after being at a Dairy Queen story time, where I was doing, I did a little bit of street preaching. It was my first time doing it. Like, I'm 16 years old. So, I mean, it was certainly a barrier to cross, but I got up there. I had a megaphone. I was outside where there's no other way to put it, a transvestite reading books to kids, which I couldn't get behind. So me and my crew from Save Canada went down there, and the cops kind of attacked us. Well, the crowd attacked us first, then the cops ran in. They tried to break my megaphone. They threw us into the street. We weren't resisting. We just let them do what they were doing. But they threw my brother and my crew into the street, and then arrested my brother for being on the street. And then they ended up releasing him, and his charges were dropped, thankfully. But about 15 minutes later, I was quoting John 3:16 on my megaphone, and the cops walked up to me and told me if I didn't stop, I would be arrested. As a Christian, we're told to go into the world and give the gospel, and that's exactly what I was doing straight from the scripture. So I wasn't going to stop there, and I was arrested. Again, they dropped the charges on me, and then there was actually two more arrests from my crew on Parliament Hill for simply carrying a Canadian flag. Now, there's a reoccurring pattern amongst all these arrests. It would seem like we're just a bunch of young guys that like going out and causing trouble and getting arrested, because that's kind of a common pattern amongst young people. But the pattern is actually a little bit different. We get arrested while standing up for our convictions, and then we get falsely charged, and then the charges get dropped because they're trying to make an example of us. They get they have Global News and CTV News standing there filming us while we're being arrested, and they post it all over the news. And then they drop the charges off camera. So right. they go, they try to ruin our reputations. They arrest us and they falsely accuse us. And then we're let go. So that's not going to scare us. It's not going to stop us. We're going to continue to stand up for what we believe in. And we're looking to give youth a platform to voice their opinions and stand up against the indoctrination that's been thrown at them. I mean, we live in a society where our youth have been just fed vices left, right, and center, whether it's video games or pornography or devices, social media. It's all these distractions that are thrown at them whenever they're not in the classroom having woke ideology poured down their throat. And so we're looking to kind of awaken the youth and give them a platform to speak up and stand up for what they believe in, even in the face of persecution if necessary. We recognize that there was a price that was paid for our freedom. In two instances, one, our Savior died on the cross of Calvary, and he true freedom is found there. But even just in our country, we had troops that went overseas. They fought and died for our freedom, and there was a price that was paid. And the torch was supposed to be passed on to us, and we were supposed to hold it. But it seems it's been fumbled, and we want to pick it up and continue carrying it.
Wow. I mean, this is just such an insane, story. It's, I mean, we know it, We've seen it. It's also a major lesson for all of us again, and I'm sure many of you who are watching know this already, but you know, this is something that we see often is exactly what you're saying, the cycle where the spotlight gets put on something that seems disruptive, and they create a narrative right away without any facts, without any you know, information. They want it to bleed into the ongoing narrative that's happening, you know, to continue to condition it. And then you have all this off camera, oh, you know, our bad, you know, and it's just so deceptive. It's so ridiculous. We're seeing it more and more. And unfortunately, young, like not just, you know, the typical pros, just young people who are standing up for their faith, standing up for their rights are now being targeted. And that's just what a world we live in, because one could blame it on, oh, these young people just being young. It's like, no, this is, you don't see other young people standing for their convictions in this way. You see them, you know, maybe with a very shallow sense of, you know, humanitarianism or morality that says, if I look good for 10 seconds, you know, but the minute it's difficult, I'm out. You know, this is like, you know, this is difficult. I know what I'm going into. And I'm going to stand as strong as I can in this context. It's incredible the amount of bravery that you're demonstrating for the young people that you're influencing as well.
Some things in life you just can't control, like when a loved one passes or a natural disaster strikes. But you can control which crowdfunding platform you'll use when the time comes. GiveSendGo is trusted in over 80 countries worldwide for its simple, reliable crowdfunding platform. As the leader in freedom fundraising, GiveSendGo guarantees people's voices are heard and valued. Whether you're in a hopeless situation, see a friend in need, or pursuing a lifelong dream, GiveSendGo's got your back so you can confidently raise money for who and what you love. Go to www.givesendgo.com to start fundraising today.
And so you guys have gone and created Save Canada. Share with me, you've shared a little bit in your story. What was the hope was to empower young people like yourself to make this stand. Share, what was the heart of this? So it came out of that whole story. What's the heart going forward? What do you plan to do? What are your goals as you move forward with this organization?
Yeah, so like we started small. We're small town kids We want to keep that mindset going forward. I know there's been a lot of media attention. Like we had Tucker Carlson the other night, it looks like we're starting to grow, but we're from a town of 1,000, and we want to keep it that way. So we're just looking to grow our platform, but not our ego in a sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we want to be able to reach and inspire youth and lead by example. Right now I'm kind of busy with my litigation with the school there. We've got a few other cases going on. One of our guys is not allowed back into Canada because of charges he attained during the COVID-19 restrictions. We honestly started just with that one issue of the restrictions, and it was a learning experience for all of us, I believe. Like we realized just how asleep our country was and how much of a danger it was in, especially our youth. I personally believe there's an attack on the nuclear family, and the powers that be understand that if they can break the family, they'll be able to much more efficiently rule the population. So they're obviously attacking the youth and trying to separate them from their parents and break their willpower and their courage. So as far as goals going forward, we just want to inspire and lead. We do a lot of, lately we've been doing a lot of protests outside of Drake Queen Story Times, but that's obviously not a long-term event. We're looking to hopefully get other students to stand up in other schools and help them, give them a platform, give them legal support that necessary, and it's going to be difficult to do. I mean, we're all a bunch of students still, but we've got higher aspirations here.
Yeah, well, this is just an incredible endeavor, and it's so important for your generation right now to be engaged in things like this. But it takes leaders to step up and to say, you know what, I'm going to do it, and we're going to create a network and a community of people who are going to support each other and build one another up you know, for the truth that we see and for the family that we know is so central to a healthy culture and one that sees God's blessing in it. And so it's incredible the work that you guys are doing. If you go to this campaign, for those of you who are listening, givesendgo.com/G9VHB, and you can see the link below. Go check this out. This organization is trying to raise $20,000 to continue with these efforts. Now, if there's ever been a more worthy cause, it is young people who are standing up for truth, standing up for freedom. We at Give, Send, Go, that's what we're all about. So we're like, yeah, you know, let's be the cheerleaders. Let's come and support this, because there is a major journey ahead of them. And we know that the financial need just to deal with these issues today is a major one. So you can head over to that campaign site. You can check it out, read more of their story, and give and encourage this group of people to continue with the work that God has put in front of them. With the next steps, you're moving forward. You're just going to be, the goal is really facing trial as they come. You're creating a network or community of young people to be strong and know that they have resources at their fingertips, know that they have the community and the help behind them to stand up to save Canada, as your organization is called. Am I summing that up correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. I like, our main goal is young people, but I think it also helps inspire older people to see that there is still a little bit of a sense of obligation in our youth, and it's not all bad.
Yeah, it's not. And you know, I know that there are a lot of Canadians there that might be feeling intimidated by what's going on in the culture today. They might be feeling nervous or unsure where to land because the culture's voice can be so loud. I just encourage those who are listening, if you know, reach out, check into this organization, connect with them. This would be an incredible opportunity to join with something that's fantastic and is making an impact in Canada and is making an impact in the world, because this culture war that is being fought right now is not just static to one nation. We're seeing it across the Western world, and we're seeing, you know, it's almost like looking at a ship slowly sink, and you're like, you know, how do I patch this hole? And continuing to do that. And it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. Well, so head on over to that campaign, go give, go pray for this group. Let's cover them in prayer, and let's stand with those people that are standing for truth, that are standing for freedom, because we know that that is what leads into the betterment of the world that we live in today. It's young people like this who are saying, I'm going to stand up today because I know that by standing up today, tomorrow will be better, even if today is difficult. And so take that stance with them, come support them. Those of you who are older, you know, the older people, they got some money lying around. Young people, it's harder to make money because you got a lot on your plate. This is a great opportunity for other generations to pour into a generation that's making an impact and an important one for our time today.
Be a hero in your own story. You don't need a cape or fame to make a difference. Use GiveSendGo to start a fundraising campaign to share hope and change the world. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your crowdfunding adventure now.
Is there anything that you would like to share with our viewers before we finish up?
We set up a GiveSendGo because we need money. I personally hate asking for money. But we also recognize that the people that are behind us, backing us financially, are just as important as what we're doing on the front lines. Even more importantly than the finances is prayer, because everything we're doing is completely futile without God's approval. So I encourage you to give whatever you can financially, but most importantly, pray.
And what would you encourage people in your situation, your age, that are facing these same kind of issues and might be a little intimidated or might be a little unsure as to how to go about doing this or taking a stand? What would be one piece of advice that you think would be vital and important for them to hear?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of youth don't quite recognize how powerful their voice is. I'm just one kid. There's nothing special about me. All I did was quote the scripture and voice a little bit of my personal opinion. And now it's all over international news. The voice of the dissident is so incredibly powerful. And many students fail to realize that, not just students, many in general. But since I believe that the youth are the main target in this attack right now, it's important that those of us who can see past it vocalize it and bring others to witness what's going on. And just maintain self-discipline, stay away from the vices, grow as a person and grow in Christ.
Amen. Well, Josh, it's been a pleasure to have you on our spotlight today. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue to pray for your campaign and pray for your endeavors, and we're going to keep an eye out to see how it continues to develop over time. Continue to go with God's blessing and know that you have a community of people around you that are cheering you on. Again, for those who are watching, who are tugged by this message, go head over to that Give, Send, Go campaign and donate, pray, send a specific prayer. Let them know and show them the community that is around them globally that is saying, we're standing with you. And for those of you who are young that have been almost intimidated by your culture to not say anything, remember, there are people who are doing this, who are standing up and speaking truth. You can do it too, and you are not alone when you find yourself in those difficult times. You know, the story, you know, Josh, the story, obviously, I think of is Joshua going into the promised land with God's people. And the first thing they encounter is the enemy, is Jericho. Jericho, and they are giving specific instructions on how to walk through and conquer Jericho. And then, you know, place after place, as they took over the promised land, it was not an easy battle. It was not quick or fast, but they continued to press on. And Josh, I just see you doing that same thing, walking forward, leading young people to just take back what the enemy's stolen from our people. And I think it's going to make a lasting impact. Thank you for the impact that you're making today. We appreciate it. And may God bless you in all that you do. Thank you, everybody else, for joining us today. Go check that campaign out and continue to check in on our spotlights to see what other great things are happening around the world. Have an awesome day. And God bless. Thank you.